You heading off to Whangarei, bro?
I've got business down there. And Dad says Whangarei's the only place to get a latte.
You can get a latte in Whangarei? Since when?
Well, I don't know. But if there's a latte anywhere in Whangarei, I'll find it.
Does your dad know you're going to Whangarei?
Yeah, tell him I said goodbye.
Tell him yourself. Here he comes.
Where's Philip off to?
He says he's going to Whangarei, wherever that is, and wants a latte, whatever that is.
Ah, oh, come on, Philip. There's no need to rush off like this. Stay a few days. We can go fishing.
Nah, business calls, and I'm going to find me a latte.
Well, I was hoping you'd stay at the house for a while.
Yeah, maybe when I get back.
Have you thought any more about Maori World?
I'll let you know. See you in a couple of days.
Philip, I... How did that boy turn out like that? Mike, where the hell is... Oi, Mike!
Over here, Mr. Buchanan.
Right, get Marta for me.
I don't think
now.
I... Okay, whatever.
Fred? Yeah, it's Frank. What the hell is going on with my accounts? Well, some unauthorized payment was made to Mavericks overnight. Yeah, well, get one of your boys onto it and get back to me within an hour. I said... an hour.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, g'day, Thompson. What headway have you made on the Kessler deal?
I don't know what the Kessler deal is, Frank.
Do I have to spell everything out?
That'd help.
Hey, Thompson.
I want them to invest in Maori World $1 million US.
$1 million US?
Get lost, Mike.
Sure. $1 million.
Mike, have you talked to Marta?
Oh, he'll be here in a minute.
Good. Now get on your bike.
Why would Kessler's want to invest a sum like that, Frank?
Look, come over here. Let me show you something. Okay. You see that station up on the hill? That's on my land. Now, what would it cost them to relocate?
What? They don't have a lease?
Yeah. But it expires in 3 months.
Hmm.
I think they might be willing to come on board. What do you reckon, Thompson?
I reckon it's blackmail.
It's called business. Now, I think you have some calls to make.
I don't think they're going to like this, Frank.
So? Memo management.
I'm not going to move on this until you get me into the station.
You know the access code has been changed.
That's your problem.
Hi, Frank.
Karen! Oh, we'll continue this later, Thompson. How are you, girl?
Been better.
Look, do you need to take some more time off?
You mean I've still got a job?
Oh, we've been barely coping without you.
Can I think about it?
Sure. Look, just let me know. It's either you or Edith.
What?
Oh, she couldn't get in here fast enough once you were gone.
I don't believe her. Who wants something to eat?
Oh, steak, eggs, onions, tomatoes, chips...
Thompson?
Oh, he's got some calls to make.
I do, actually. See you later.
Yeah, Frank Buchanan. Oh, yeah, Fred.
I'll get your food.
Right. Did you sort out that transfer? It came out of which account? Well, who authorized that? No, Fred, it wasn't me. Now, listen. You can expect a visit from a son. He's coming down that way. So you better have some answers.
Money worries, Frank.
No, don't you sneak up on me like that.
You sent for me. I thought you knew I was coming.
Yeah, well, we need to get on with the scaling business.
I take it you mean the stamping business.
Yeah, that cleansing thing. When can you start?
Whenever you're ready.
All right, let's go then.
So we can get into the station?
Oh, damn. No, we can't. Look... we'll start with Edith, then.
Then I'd better talk to Edith first.
Well, look, get on to it, will you? I want Helen out of my life once and for all.
Thank you. Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.